It's Derek here from Bomb Socks, and welcome to the Bomb Bites podcast. Hey, if you're new to Bomb Bites, it's a service from our company Bomb Socks to help be a resource to you as you're studying along with the Come Follow Me curriculum for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hope you enjoy today's episode. So all of this week, we've had wonderful opportunities to hear from some good friends of ours and their wonderful testimonies of Jesus Christ, particularly from the Book of Mormon. As we started this week off talking about Elder Stevenson's talk from April 2023 conference, how we need to focus on the Book of Mormon as we're preparing for Easter, and I think we've done that so well. I have three more testimonies I want to share with you today, and then we'll finish up right after that. So go ahead and enjoy these.
In preparation for Easter, I would like to share my favorite verse from the Book of Mormon, another testament of Jesus Christ. Ether, chapter 12, verse 27. Right here, the Lord says, "And if men come unto me, I will show unto them their weakness. I give unto men weakness that they may be humble. And my grace is sufficient for all men that humble themselves before me. For if they humble themselves before me and have faith in me, then will I make weak things become strong unto them." What is more liberating than knowing that even your weaknesses can become strengths? Too often we get into a fixed mindset. Who we are, our strengths, our weaknesses, we're baked, this is who we are. But that's actually not true. As we put our trust in God and rely on Him, we can grow, we can improve. And what really makes that possible is the atonement of Jesus Christ. Knowing that I can just give it my all, do my best, and rely on a higher power to make up the difference helps me to be the best version of myself, or at least try to be. No matter where you are in the gospel spectrum, come unto Christ this Easter Sunday. We'll be saving a seat for you in your local church building. If you're new to church or you haven't been in a while, you can find your place at comeuntochrist.org.
Hi, Ginalyn Condi here. Happy Easter week. I'm so excited to share with you my favorite verse of scripture in the Book of Mormon. You may have heard me talk about it before, and I am so grateful for this opportunity this holiday season to focus on our Savior. 2 Nephi 33:6. I glory in plainness. I glory in truth. I glory in my Jesus, for he hath redeemed my soul from hell. I love that this verse of scripture invites us not to make it complicated, to focus on the simple, plain truths of the gospel. I love that it invites us to have a personal relationship with the Savior, my Jesus. I can make things so complicated. I can start getting caught in the weeds, trying to find answers to the big questions of my soul, the worries of my heart, and the relationships that I may be struggling with. I don't know a lot, but I do know that the answer is always Jesus. This verse of scripture invites us to focus on Him. This Easter season is about that redemption, that gift that has been given to each of us because we each have a personal Savior. I hope that you have a beautiful week focusing on the Savior at this Easter time.
I've often wondered, is it possible to find that eternal lasting happiness right now, like today? A lot of times we talk about this eternal life, this eternal joy that God has promised us, but it feels sometimes like that's so far away. What about like right now? Can I honestly feel the joy from living the gospel right now? Can I honestly feel confident in those things right now? When I read the scriptures, that is what I do. I'm looking for truths. I'm looking for things that can help me understand this and help me know this for me personally. It's kind of been my own quest in the Book of Mormon. And I typically have lots of favorite scriptures depending on what I'm reading that week, but this particular scripture in 2 Nephi 33:6 is gonna probably be a permanent favorite for me. I glory in plainness. I glory in truth, and I glory in my Jesus who hath redeemed my soul from hell. As I've been searching out these truths in the scriptures, I realized that I have been coming to know that it is actually possible to feel all the confidence and joy from God's words in His plain truths in the scriptures. That scripture just summed up everything, this quest that I've been trying to understand. Can I find joy now? Even though like we're working towards that eternal life joy with Him, can I feel confidence now? And the answer is yes. As you glorify in those plain, simple truths in the Book of Mormon and in the scriptures, and as you glory in the truths and that He has taught, this is the Jesus that can redeem us from whatever things that we're going through. And that I can officially say is my favorite, permanent favorite scripture.
Well, I am so grateful for all of these wonderful individuals who have taken time out of their schedules to be able to share about the Savior in the Book of Mormon and how the Book of Mormon has helped them grow a little bit closer to Him. Final little thought here from Elder Garrett W. Gong, which I love this quote. We celebrate the living Christ at the season of continuing restoration and Easter, not just for some, but for all. He came and comes to heal the brokenhearted, deliver the captives, recover sight to the blind, and set at liberty those who are bruised. That's each of us. And I think we've gotten some great examples of that this whole week as we've heard these great individuals testify about Jesus Christ, and particularly their testimony from the Book of Mormon. We appreciate you watching these testimonies and hope you have an amazing Easter. If you'd like to check out our video that goes with today's podcast, you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook by simply searching Bomb Socks. That's BOMSOCKS. And be sure to check out our amazingly comfortable gospel-themed socks at bombsocks.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll join us again for more episodes of Bomb Bites. Godspeed, and have a great day.